Again, I go back to, I reiterate, you know, we're learning who we are in this process. And for us to see that it's there, we just got to grab it and we got to take it. And so that's kind of the message to our guys. It's the message to the coaches. It's the message to myself. Be real, be honest, correct your mistakes, fix them, and move on. With this team, it's new because we're new. So you go off of other people that have been here in the past, the reactions that they've seen in the past to losses versus the reactions that they've seen recently. And the feedback to me has been, it's been really good. It's been that because they care. And Green Bay did a good job of on defense. You know, they did a good job there as well. But offensively, we just didn't get it done with those 4-3 and outs, which we understand how important that is. And you have to work hand-in-hand with your defense. When your defense is playing as well as they were, then offensively, you need to help them out and really try to put them away. And we didn't do that in that second quarter.
So, yes, it helps our offense in some areas, but it could also get me into trouble when I'm moving sometimes when I don't need to. So I just got to find a happy medium. And in practice, it's just going to be pocket movement, moving around defenders in the pocket and continuing to keep my eyes downfield to find receivers. So you try to simulate that as much as possible, but the best place to do that is obviously the game. Yeah, definitely. Just game management, taking care of the football, definitely. And, I mean, we're moving the ball up and down the field. Just got to be better in the red zone. So I thought I did a good job of managing the game, taking care of the football, giving us a chance. Just a couple plays here and there that if you capitalize on, that it could definitely change the game, and that's where I'm trying to get to. It's just a 24-hour rule. You watch the game, and then you get over it, and it's on to the next game. You don't have time to dwell on it, and if you do, then you're just wasting time. Yeah, really good defense. They're going to fly around and get after the football, try to create turnovers. So from what I've seen, they just try to keep everything in front of them and then swarm to the ball. Very fast, aggressive defense. They got a lot of great players. And they don't have as many calls, but they're really good at what they do. So they're a sound defense.
Well, I mean, I feel great. You know, I feel great on Monday. I felt great yesterday, and I feel great today. So, I mean, that's a good thing. So just, you know, again, just tighten up some things, you know, getting the calls, have done my normal post-game regimen. Just staying sound in my technique. I mean, that's the route that I've run a lot in this league, so I feel pretty comfortable with it. So, I mean, once I saw the technique and leverage, you know, I mean, I knew where I had to get to and what I had to do to win. I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me was in certain situations where we needed points and stuff, I mean, we got that and we got drives. And, you know, coming out of the third quarter, I mean, going into the third quarter, you know, up, I believe, 17-0, you know, we wanted to come out, we wanted to have a good drive and wanted to get points up, and we did that. You know, it was about 6 minutes or so left. We knew that we can get to a 4-minute situation, and we knew that we would put pressure on them. You know, if we at worst got a field goal, you know, and we had, I believe, we had a pretty long drive and ended up getting a field goal as well. You know, I mean, we would like to come away with touchdowns in those situations, but in those got to have the situations where you really want to come out and get points, we were able to do that.